This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And we're very pleased to welcome Dr. Micah Hackner, Senior Research Associate at the Jewish Institute for Liberal Values, the author of a recent article that is alarming. 18 warning signs Jewish parents should look out for this school year. Subhead, the K-12 school year is starting, and Jewish parents must be on the lookout for radical anti-Israel activity. There's a list here, and it's intimidating. Micah, a very good evening to you. K through 12. We all remember K through 12. That involves a great deal of growing up. But the important stuff is when you're most young and impressionable. I can't remember talking geopolitics in grammar school. Is that going on now? The sixth grade, fifth grade, talking about a map? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Absolutely. It's going on increasingly. And that is because the way that we have understood education, the traditional values of education, have changed swiftly and dramatically, so that any sort of class now should be seen as an opportunity to engage students in a more social justice understanding of the world and how to be active and political citizens.
Wow. Where is multiplication and subtraction? Did that go away?
It didn't go away, but it can be used as a vehicle in order to teach them about, you know, again, how to be a good citizen in the world. This all comes down to a book, a very influential book that was written in the 60s, or I think maybe the 70s, called The Pedagogy of the Oppressed. And the idea here is that any simple arithmetic lesson, English lesson, or what have you, is really just the mechanism to be able to get students engaged in their political consciousness.
Malcolm?
John, I would say the multiplication is of ignorance and bias, and the subtraction is of common sense, and that we see various components. So, Dr. Hackner, maybe you could address, what is the role of the teachers' unions in spreading both anti-Israel, and while we talk here in this context about the warning signs to Jewish parents, the fact is these are warning signs to any parent in the school system. We're hearing more and more from teachers and parents pulling their children out, finding schools hostile, where they're being indoctrinated. What is the role of the parents? What is the role of the Federal Department of Education, which I think cares but has little to show for it, as opposed to Virginia Fox, the chairwoman of the Congressional Committee on Education, who has really started to hold their feet to the fire?
Right. Well, there's a number of components there. And I think the first thing to point out is that you're absolutely right. This is not just a problem for the Jewish community. This is a problem for any American, anyone living in this country who cares about traditional American values, who cares about traditional liberal values, because this is what is being eroded. Often the Jewish community is the canary in the coal mine of a much larger problem. And how the teachers' unions play into this is, you know, teacher unions by their nature, and teachers' unions especially, have always leaned to the left and always leaned to the progressive left. So they are a fertile ground for progressive ideology to take hold, and that's what's happened. You know, in the national teachers' unions, the National Education Association, the American Federation of Teachers, they've really taken on board the idea that, as that teacher said in the Harris-Waltz campaign trail in, I believe it was Arizona, education is the primary mechanism for social justice in this country, and they really believe that. And so they've bought into this idea that we need to use education to eradicate white supremacy culture, for example. And because of that, because they buy into this idea, it becomes increasingly easy for radicals to, and not all teachers are radical activists, certainly, but the ones that are true believers and use their influence in unions, stand for leadership positions in unions to influence the political direction of the unions and what is taught in schools. What we can do about this? Well, one of the things that the Jewish Institute for Liberal Values is really focused on is investing in specific metropolitan areas where we find there to be the biggest trouble spots. There needs to be a lot of grassroots efforts on the ground. There's, you know, there's interest on the federal level, there's efforts on the federal level, but really it's what's happening in these specific school districts, the more local level, that we need to pay more attention to. And for that, we need parents to get involved. So I would say any parents that are concerned should absolutely reach out to us at the Jewish Institute for Liberal Values. We can help you. We can provide you resources, and we can sort of tell you where to start in order to A, recognize the warning signs of what may or may not be happening in your kid's classroom, and then how to deal with it if it is.
Mika, this is shocking. I had no idea. Decenter? Decenter? Good heaven. This is people taking Animal Farm seriously. This is
absolutely. No, Animal Farm is a how-to guide rather than a warning sign.
But it was meant as satire. Don't they understand that? Good heavens.
Well, I think one of the things that often goes out, I think it was Christopher Hitchens who said, one of the things that you need to watch out for in authoritarian ideologies is that humor goes out the window first. And they do seem to be a humorless crowd.
All right. What does decenter mean? How do you use that in a sentence?
We should, let me put myself into the mind frame. When talking about the Israel-Palestinian conflict, Jews should really decenter themselves because we are in the privileged position when it comes to this conflict. And so what we should really be doing is listening to the marginalized voices and making them the center of the conversation. So their concerns, their perspectives are automatically more valid, than a privileged person's would be.
So decenter is a word you use to silence people. You say decenter yourself and they fall silent. That's the way it works.
It's a very polite way of silencing ideas.
Malcolm, did you know about
this? One of the things that we've come to, I just want to raise while we have her, is about the foreign funding. John and I have talked about this. We know that NCRI has done remarkable work. Are you finding the influence of the Qatari money, the other foreign money, and extremist influences here dictating some of the direction that you're assessing?
Yeah, so at this juncture, I would say that is definitely a higher education problem. We are really focused on what's going on in K-12. And we haven't as yet, haven't as yet found foreign influence to be.
Oh, no. In Queens, New York, the Qataris have invested $1 million setting up clubs where they have huge maps in the high schools in Queens without Israel, but with Palestine. And it's not just there. There are other places across the country, even in kindergartens. John and I have talked to people who where they changed the words on the song from the wheels of the bus to the wheels of the tank, are indoctrinating even children in the K group, let alone the 12.
Yeah. So what I look at mostly in my own research, and that might very well be true, is the activist groups local that exist and operate within the United States that are influencing teachers and teachers unions and sort of digging into the funding backgrounds for them. So you might very well, in fact, I'm sure you are right. But I just haven't had my focus there quite yet.
Mika, would you give out the website people can refer to, find your organization one more
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely. You can find us at jilv.org.
Jilv.org. Dr. That's Mika right. Hackner is a senior research associate at the Jewish Institute for Liberal Values, Malcolm Honlein Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.